Hello guys. It is not just a rainbow podcast with Catherine. Today I am gonna cover another question about sex and relationships. Let's start. In 2025, a lot of folks were looking up group sex on Pornhub, coming in third after reality videos. Searches for threesome went up by 34% globally, and orgy searches grew by over 113%. People are all about trying new stuff, and the world of kinky sex is where they're finding it. So, what exactly are sexual kinks? Is it just all about group sex? And how does BDSM fit into all of this? And hey, is it strange that I'm into being called a breeding bitch? Well, maybe, maybe not. Just kidding, kinks are pretty normal, but it's key to know what you're getting into. If you don't do your homework, you might end up doing something that doesn't sit right with you. If you're curious about getting into the world of sexual kinks, you're in the right spot. We've talked to experts to cover all the basics. What are kinks? Where do they come from? And how do you bring up asking your partner to spit in your mouth? What are kinks all about? There are tons of ways to describe what kink means, from really general to super detailed. Basically, anything outside of regular couple stuff with two people in a monogamous relationship is considered to be kink or BDSM by psychologist and sex therapist Barbara Santini. So, kink is a broad term for any kind of sex that's not your usual romantic stuff, and it doesn't necessarily involve power dynamics. On the other hand, BDSM is a specific type of kink that does involve power play. So, even though people use kink and BDSM interchangeably, they're actually different. It all depends on your background and what you're into. And kink can cover a lot of different things. Check out this list for some examples. What's the deal with kinks and fetishes? Like, how are they different? It's easy to mix up kink and fetish lingo. A fetish is a specific interest in non-genital body parts, fabrics, smells, costumes, and objects that get someone going. It's like the main thing that defines and is tied to someone's sexual behavior. Like, if someone has a foot fetish, they're all about feet in a sexual way. It's not just about touching or seeing them during sex, but also getting off on interacting with them in a sexual way more than anything else. They might not even do any penetration, but still get turned on by playing with feet. How do people develop their sexual preferences and kinks? So, what's a kink, you ask? It's not that simple, but basically it's all about those non-traditional desires and fantasies. And where do kinks even come from? Are they passed down through families or what? Can you blame your obsession with public sex on your childhood? Well, according to Renee Main from the School of Somatic Kink, there are two ways people get into kinks. Either it's something you've been into since you were a kid, or it's something you develop later in life. Sometimes kinks start off as totally non-sexual things from childhood, like a happy memory of playing with a toy by your mom's feet, turning into a foot fetish. And sometimes kinks can come from something you didn't get enough of as a kid, like attention. So maybe you're really into getting spanked because that was the only time you got attention as a kid. But if you start developing new fetishes later in life, it could happen because your brain starts associating non-sexual stuff with sexy times. Like, if you always get busy on a blue couch, just seeing one might turn you on, according to Santini. Why bother checking out different kinks? Psychologist Samuel Hughes found that people go through 5 stages when developing their kink identity. First, experiencing it, figuring out who they are, evaluating their desires, connecting with others, and then exploring different kinks. Hughes believes that studying how people develop their kinks can teach us about resilience on a larger scale. He explains, figuring out who you are sexually is really important for mental health. If you can't overcome the stigma around it, you might end up feeling really anxious, depressed, or even suicidal. Renee Main agrees with this idea, saying everyone has kinks, whether they want to admit it or not. It's just a natural part of being human. Main believes that by exploring your kinks, you can learn more about yourself, find emotional relief, and feel empowered. She adds, understanding your kinks can help you uncover hidden desires and take control of your life. Different kinds of kinks. There are so many different kinks and fetishes to explore, the possibilities are endless. Here's a simple AZ list to get you started. And remember, if your kink isn't on the list, don't worry about it. Just because it's not super common doesn't mean there isn't someone out there who's interested. If you're not sure what you're into, check out these examples to get some ideas flowing. Being into dominance and submission is just one part of the whole BDSM thing. Basically, some people really get turned on by being in charge or letting their partner take the lead. Breath play, like choking during sex, can be a turn-on for some people, because it makes you feel a head rush and intensifies the pleasure. But it's also risky, so you should be careful if you're thinking about trying it out in the bedroom. Restraint kink, also known as bondage, falls under the BDSM umbrella. It can be as basic as using a scarf to tie up someone's wrists, or as complex and daring as kenbaku. People who are into this kink like giving up control to their partner, and vice versa. Cuckolding is when one partner gets turned on by watching their partner hook up with someone else, whether it's in person or on a video call. It can be pretty hot for a bunch of different reasons, but usually the person being cuckolded gets off on feeling humiliated. Some folks get turned on by feeling humiliated during sex. This could involve things like name-calling, cuckolding, spitting, slapping, or just being plain mean. People who like spitting on each other, people who are into getting pregnant or getting someone pregnant, people who get off on cheating with someone who's already taken, and people who enjoy roleplaying as a mommy and a little. Different types of fetishes. There are so many different sex fetishes out there, it's crazy. People are always coming up with new ones. I heard about this guy who made up his own fetish just to see what would happen, and now everyone's into it. Here are some of the most popular ones you might run into. Foot fetish is probably the most well-known fetish out there. People with a foot fetish are really into feet. There are lots of different things that can turn someone on, like big feet, small feet, dirty feet, clean feet, or even getting stepped on or kicked in the balls. The foot attraction world is diverse and fascinating. Having a thing for belly buttons, also known as elvenophilia, means getting turned on by playing around with someone's navel. Whether it's touching, looking at, or even messing with the belly button in various ways, people with this fetish find it all pretty enjoyable. Some people really dig nylon or stocking fetish stuff. It's kind of like a foot fetish, but the real turn-on is the stockings. People might be into it because they like the way the fabric feels, or how it hides sexy body parts like feet and legs. People who are into latex, rubber, leather, or PVC fetishes are really into seeing people wear those materials, or even just the materials themselves. These tight, shiny fabrics basically cling to the body like a second skin, often squeezing certain body parts. It's not hard to see why this could be a turn on. The look of your partner all wrapped up in a super tight outfit gives off a similar sexy vibe as being tied up in bondage. People who are into vore get off on the idea of getting eaten or doing the eating themselves. It's usually sparked by memories of those crazy stories from when we were kids, where characters would get gobbled up by huge monsters or bad guys. Vore fans might imagine themselves as the unlucky victim getting swallowed whole, or as the satisfied predator chowing down on some tasty prey. Sure, I'm ready to try out some kinky stuff in the bedroom. How can me and my partner get into it? Studies have found that talking to your partner about your kinks can really improve your relationship and overall well-being. So, if you're thinking about trying something new in the bedroom, start by having an open conversation with your partner. Be clear about what you want and ask them about their interests too. Just remember, it's important to get consent, and it's totally cool if either of you change your mind later on. Just make sure you're on the same page and comfortable before getting freaky. Talk openly about your desires and boundaries, Main said. So, you've shared your kinky ideas with your partner now, what? Do some research. The internet has tons of resources for all your kinky questions. Try the BDSM test, erotic blueprint, or love languages quiz. And don't be shy about reaching out to kink communities or professionals for more personal advice. Take some courses or workshops to figure out what works best for you and your partner. How can I figure out what turns me on and what I'm into sexually? Having a list of things you're into is a great way to figure out what you're into sexually and to chat about it with your partner. Once you know what you're interested in, set some goals for yourself. This will help you figure out what turns you on and what you want. Once you know that, you can start working towards making it happen, Main explained. There are always events and stuff going on in the kink scene that you can check out and see what you're into. Does kink always have to be about having sex? Main was like, you can get freaky during foreplay, get freaky on the phone, talk dirty, or set up a kinky roleplay. You don't even need to get physical or climax to get kinky. Just have a good time and see what different flavors you can try out. How to safely try out some new kinks. Basically, the key to enjoying kinky sex is good communication and trust. You gotta be open and honest with your partners to avoid any problems. And of course, everyone involved has to give their consent. It's important to know yourself and what you want before diving into kink stuff. Bringing trust, love, and openness from kinky sex into your everyday life can really change your relationships for the better. So, now that you know what kink is, you can start figuring out your own kinky desires. Whether you're into being tied up or going to sex clubs, there are so many possibilities. If you need help exploring your desires safely, consider talking to a kink-friendly educator, therapist, or sexuality professional. I hope you really like my podcast. Don't hesitate to share not just a rainbow with your friends, and ask them to subscribe. I love you all, see you. Bye-bye.